The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. Welcome to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. The Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour brings to you the very latest nutrition information, and the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers bring you EDLP. More about EDLP during the show. Here are your hosts, Al Foreman and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist.
Start spreading. Good morning, everyone. Welcome once again to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. And just as that music tells you at the beginning of the show, start spreading the news. And what do I mean by that? Well, tell your friends and family about Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center coming soon to Margate, Florida. Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, that's going to bring you, as the intro said, EDLP, everyday low pricing, fabulous information. So in addition to the most incredible pricing, the most incredible inventory, and the most informed staff. So if you come into the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center and you're not really sure what it is that has the best potential for helping you with your health challenge, you will get very high quality information. So amazing, amazing stuff coming to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate, Florida. How do you want to get there? Well, you can come and see the construction progress. If you are driving south on 441 State Road 7, you go about a half a mile, you see the Spirit Halloween store on your right, and you turn right on 31st and take the immediate next right into the PennDOT Shopping Center. And if you look to your left, you will see Save-A-Lot in big green letters on the front of the store and the side of the store. So we're going to have so much that will be supportive of your good health. And now, joining me, Mr. Al Foreman. Good morning, Al.
Well, good morning, Janet. It's a pleasure to be able to join you from the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center at 3105 North State Road 7 in the city of Margate. There's a lot of background noise, and it's going to be very difficult for me to continue, at least for the next couple of days until all the construction work has come to a slowdown, so to speak. But I'll do the best I can for the few minutes that I'll be on.
Okay.
The purpose of me being at the store now, on a permanent basis, with the exception of Mondays, is to be able to get together with my stepson and all the sales reps that are coming in with the products. And we're trying to give our listeners and all of our shoppers that will shop at Save-A-Lot the best possible items at the lowest possible prices. And today we're fortunate to have with us Sammy Bukolos, who represents a line called Source Natural and Planetary Formulas, which I'm very sure you're familiar with, Janet.
Favorites of mine.
And they just have such a wide variety of products that you will have many to choose from to help many people with condition-specific formulas that will help improve their health. And just to give you some example, there is one product from Planetary Formulas called the Shishandra Adrenal Complex. We have been speaking about stress and the factors of stress, how it affects life, over the last several shows. And we know that stress is a killer for the body. And here's a situation where people can come in and start taking the Shishandra Adrenal Complex and see results within several days. So I know this is only one of many different formulas that will be available. And I know the other one that we spoke about, even with Dr. Sherry Rogers, is magnesium, another very, very important mineral that will help people deal with many different areas of stress in their life on a daily basis. And Source Natural produces something called magnesium serene, and that comes in a tangerine flavor. So it makes it very easy for people to take and like, except you want to just keep the quantity to the point where you're not going to get diarrhea. And I think that's the only negative area of taking too much magnesium. But the formula itself is a great formula, and all it takes is really a half a teaspoon to be able to get the dosage that you require and to give the body the amount of muscle relaxant that will calm the whole body down and ease people out of stressful situations. So with that said, Janet, I'm going to say goodbye at this point, and I'm sure we'll have the opportunity to discuss further points of interest to the listeners as the days go on.
I'm sure we will, and I think everybody is very appreciative of the update that you've just given us and very excited that we have now reached a point where you're meeting with your suppliers and getting ready to fully stock the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center.
Yeah, in fact, tomorrow, Janet, the gondolas or fixtures to put the products on will be installed. And it's going to take about a week for them to install all the fixtures that are coming in tomorrow. But we'll give our listeners a quick update every day, and we'll also make them aware of everything going on here because they can go view the videos, which I'm sure you're going to talk about.
That's true. I'll let everybody know where they can find the latest updates at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center.
So have a great show. We'll be listening on the radio here. And thanks very much for giving us the time.
All right. So that was Al Foreman, and he is at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center location, supervising all of the work going on there, as well as getting all set for the delivery of the shelving, the gondolas, to hold all of the products that you will be able to access at fabulous prices at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. It's interesting because the person that he's meeting with this morning from Source Natural and Planetary Formulas, as I said, those are two of my favorite product lines, and it ties right in with what I was going to discuss this morning. First of all, he, Mr. Al Foreman, mentioned Planetary Formulas Shizandra Adrenal Formula, and one of the areas that I had researched preparing for today's show had to do with some recently released studies of research conducted in Israel, and that you can actually train yourself and specifically train your brain on dealing with stresses. Now, they could be physical stresses, emotional, psychological, any type of stress, and sometimes when you're exposed to that stress, it puts your brain in a particular pathway where you, it's almost like your brain hyperventilating. Your brain is going over and over and over very worrisome aspects of whatever that stress originator might be. And then when you're exposed to the stress, your adrenal glands react and put out stress hormones, and those stress hormones have an impact on your body. So here's a way with this formula, the Planetary Herbal Formula Shizandra Adrenal Complex. So you're getting the benefit of offsetting the actual physical impact that stress may have on your hormones, beginning with your adrenal glands. And of course, schizandra is a very balancing herb and supportive of normalizing function all through the different systems of your body. Then he talked about the importance of magnesium and that Source Natural has magnesium serine. Very important for people to understand that when you're under stress, you tend to tighten your muscles. And when you tighten your muscles, that impedes normal blood flow, normal flow of nerve energy, and can ultimately result in soreness, pain, dysfunction in your muscles. So here is a very easy way using magnesium. My suggestion is take it either at dinner or at bedtime so that your muscles relax and you ultimately have kind of a calming impact on your brain chemistry. So I told you about this Israeli research and they were talking about specifically biofeedback so that you begin to understand the clues that you have to give to your brain so that you don't go down this cycle of obsessive thought patterns, of muscle tightening. And the suggestions that I have with regard to exposure to stress and biofeedback techniques: deep breathing exercises. You can go online and research 4 breaths a minute. And 4 breaths a minute, taking 2 minutes out of your day and doing that very slow, thoughtful, focused breathing, achieves a benefit with regard to your blood pressure, your physical response to stress. And because you're properly oxygenating your brain, you're enhancing your mental function and minimizing the negative impact that your brain might be dealing with because of exposure to stress. Then, of course, GABA. Source Natural, too, has fabulous GABA products that you can use, lozenges that are absorbed directly into the bloodstream. The GABA is so easily delivered to the bloodstream, and it has an almost momentary effect. You can feel things being soothed when you're using GABA. Then, of course, theanine, and Natural Factors has a theanine lozenge. Theanine being an extract of green tea, it enhances serotonin levels and leads to beneficial effect with regard to relaxation. So what we're going to do now is take a short break here on the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour, and I'll be back with more recommendations for overcoming stress and soothing your muscles, your brain, your emotions. I'll be right back. You can find out more about the Save a Lot Nutrition Centers at this website, SAVA-LOTNutritionCenters.com. See progress of the store coming together. Check in for pre-opening specials. Learn more about EDLP, the unique saving opportunity of everyday low pricing. You want more information? Go to al@SaveALotNutritionCenters.com.
Concerned about your health and the health of your family? Tune every weekday morning to Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. Janet Cimarelli will be available for nutrition counseling sessions at Save a Lot Nutrition Center in Margate. The store will be opening in November, and she'll keep you updated on the construction progress. Located at 3105 State Road 7 in Margate, in the Penn Dutch Center.
And welcome back. You're tuned to the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli, and for the rest of this 10 to 11 hour, I will be here with you, sharing information on a wide range of health challenges that so many of us deal with. A wide range of challenges that you don't necessarily have to seek out pharmaceutical intervention. There are natural substances that, when used correctly and the right substance chosen, you achieve your health goals. And we started out talking a little bit about Source Natural and Planetary Herbs, and those two companies. The representative is meeting with Mr. Al Foreman at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. We are getting ready, stocking the store with all of these fabulous products to support your good health. And I was talking about the research with regard to the toll that stress takes on not only on our bodies, but on our minds as well. And that these Israeli researchers have found that you can train yourself. You can literally train your brain to combat the stresses that you're exposed to. So maybe you're dealing with a deadline at work. Maybe your children are asking you for help with their homework and you have so many things that you're trying to juggle. Maybe you're feeling a little cold coming on. Any number of those different stresses can be a problem that interfere with the quality of the function that you bring into your everyday life. So the supports that you can use, I mentioned the GABA, I mentioned theanine, and theanine, as I said just before the break, raises your serotonin level. GABA raises another neurotransmitter, also known as GABA. And there are pharmaceutical approaches for those things that, when you look at the list of side effects, you think, well, maybe I need to look elsewhere. And so here are two natural substances that are extremely effective at minimizing the impact of stress on your body and on your brain. Now, one of the other most important things, it's kind of strange, the recommendation is get enough sleep. How can you get enough sleep when you can't turn off your brain? That's where that magnesium serine comes in. That's where theanine and GABA come in. They allow your body to achieve that level of relaxation that's so important to achieve a health-supporting night's sleep. Okay, so some of the things that are really important to avoid during the day, and particularly in the evening, you want to avoid bright lights in the evening. Minimize your exposure to extremely bright lights. So if you're using your iPad or your iPhone or your laptop, you can go to settings and reduce the brightness. So when you're using those devices at night, make sure that you reset the brightness. Maybe during the day you keep it nice and bright, and in the evening go to a lower level of brightness. You want to avoid sugar in the evening. And how many people do I talk to, and after dinner they are looking for something sweet? They're looking for a piece of chocolate. Well, it's important to figure out some way to offset that craving and supporting your brain chemistry with the theanine and the GABA, using certain other amino acids. They all do help to reduce cravings. D-L-phenylalanine helps to reduce the cravings. Tyrosine might help to reduce cravings. So there are a lot of different choices you have out there to reduce cravings. The other suggestion that I have for people who are dealing with cravings for sugar or chocolate in the evening, have a very little bit. Have a small piece of organic dark chocolate. Have a very small cookie, if that's what's going to satisfy you. And think about having those things with some calming tea. So traditional medicinals has a sleeping tea. There are so many different choices out there to have a cup of tea and a bite of something sweet. And I tell people, have nibbles. Take in just a little bit at a time, as well as sitting down and focusing on what you're doing, enjoying the aroma of the tea, enjoying the warmth of, or the coolness of the tea, whichever you prefer. Enjoy the crunch, the sweetness, the whole aspect of what you are indulging in. So that way you won't necessarily be mindlessly eating too much of something that will likely keep you awake later on. You want to avoid alcohol for sure. And so many people might be choosing possibly some sort of drink or wine after dinner. And the wine with your dinner, that might set the relaxation stage. But after dinner, to avoid any additional alcohol. Why? Because the alcohol can create an instability with regard to your blood sugar. Remember, the alcohol converts to sugar in your bloodstream. And that high and low of blood sugar leads to restless sleep, possibly difficulty staying asleep. So that's really important. So sugar, alcohol, caffeine, those are the things that you want to avoid in the evening. And remember, the Source Natural Schizandra Adrenal Formula, and that's Planetary Schizandra Adrenal Formula, and the Source Natural Magnesium Serene. Then one of the areas to consider has to do with your blood pressure. When your blood pressure is elevated, when your blood pressure is unstable, unpredictable, or when your blood pressure is elevated in response to a stress, what are some of the things that you can do to minimize that elevation in blood pressure? It's so important, because that elevated blood pressure in and of itself is a stress. So once again, that basic threesome that I always recommend with regard to elevated blood pressure. And why do I recommend it? I recommend it because when you take that combination of the three ingredients, you not only get a benefit with regard to your blood pressure, but you get a benefit in a variety of other areas in your body as well. So when you're exposed to stress and you see your blood pressure going up, one of the things that you can do is a little bit of light exercise. Now, you don't have to run. You don't have to have a steep incline on your in your exercise routine. You don't necessarily have to do something that is very demanding on your heart and respiratory system. Instead, what you can do is a calm walk through the neighborhood. Possibly listening to nice music. And as I said, those calming teas, teas that get you ready for sleep, all of those are going to be supportive of your direct focus on lowering your blood pressure. So many doctors, when they're talking to their patients, they shake their fingers at their patients and say, now watch your salt intake. And to a certain extent, that is very much true. However, you can enjoy salty tastes that with salt that you supply yourself. You're not necessarily going to use ready-to-eat dishes. Those ready-to-eat forms of food very often have very high levels of sodium. It has been established that some Americans are taking in as much as 3,000 milligrams of sodium a day, and that's too high. The recommendation with regard to sodium intake would be 18 to 200 milligrams of sodium per day, and you can stay very well within those recommended boundaries by using no salt prepared foods. And you say, well, no salt prepared foods, they taste terrible. Well, you buy the no salt prepared foods and you add your own spices. And that might be a little bit of organic garlic powder. Take a look at all of the choices you have with regard to frontier herbs and spices. You might use herbamare or trochamare. Those two things have very finely ground sodium, a particular type of French sea salt with herbs. And because it's so finely ground, the amount of sodium that you're getting is minimal. Plus, it is accompanied with potassium from the herbs. So you have a very nice balance and a most enjoyable taste. You want to minimize your intake of processed grains and possibly canned or dried fruits. If you're taking in fruit, it is best if it's fresh or frozen, and moderate amounts, small apples, not giant apples, small grapefruit. If you're not on any medication that grapefruit doesn't go with, small grapefruit, not the giant grapefruits that we see in the market. You want to minimize processed grains. So cereals are a really big culprit, because when you take a look at the information, the nutrition information box on the side of cereals, you see that the sugar content is high, the carbohydrate content is high, and the fiber content not so great. So by avoiding those processed grains, by avoiding prepared pasta dishes and so on, you're minimizing your exposure to the sodium. You're minimizing your exposure to highly processed grains that have a negative impact on your blood sugar chemistry. Don't forget the really good fats. Later on in the show, I have some information about how research was skewed by food industry interests and steered people away from intake of proper fats. Those proper fats are going to be very enhancing for circulation. Don't forget proper hydration. So with the proper fats, with the proper hydration, you're going to have ease of circulation. What does that translate to? A little bit lower blood pressure. You are tuned to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm flying solo today. We just had a really brief hello from Al Foreman. But the rest of the show, lots of information on controlling blood pressure, controlling stress, and doing that with all natural substances and foods. So this is the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour, and I'll be right back after these messages.
Health and happiness are high priority. But so is the health of your budget. That is where Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers addresses all of your health and nutrition needs with EDLP. Everyday low pricing. No need to wait for special sales. Every day of the week, you can find the health-supporting items you have come to rely on at the prices that fit your pocketbook. Want more? Go to info@SaveALotNutritionCenters.com.
Hi. This is Janet Cimarelli, and I want to keep you posted on an incredible supplement shopping opportunity coming soon to Margate, Florida, 3105 State Road 7 in Margate, just south of Sample Road on the west side of State Road 7, or otherwise known as 441. You will find Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center under construction. stop in, say hello, get the latest news on EDLP and the great things you will soon find at Save a Lot Nutrition Centers. Incredible pricing, knowledgeable vitamin specialists, free nutrition counseling, all coming soon. And welcome back. You're tuned to the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli, and as I said, flying solo today. Al Foreman is very busy at the Save a Lot Nutrition Center location, supervising the next phase of opening the Save a Lot store. So much to do, and lots of information to share with our listeners. First of all, there is now a video on the Save a Lot Nutrition Center's website. So if you go to SAVALOTNutritionCenters.com, you will be able to see the video giving you the latest update on construction progress at that location. 3105 North State Road 7. And that is in Margate, half mile south of Sample Road. So what I'm doing here today is sharing with you the kind of information that I talk to all of my clients about, ways to minimize the health challenges that are part of daily life, and getting your health to a point where you have the energy you need, where you sleep well and awake refreshed, and your digestive system works well, your vision is good, your energy is good, your joints are flexible and pain-free. So that's all of the goal that we have here on the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. Okay, so I was talking just before the break about lowering blood pressure and minimizing your exposure to salt. So 1,800 to 2,000 milligrams of salt a day, best recommendation. Dairy products. And so when you're using dairy products, you want to make sure that you are accessing dairy products that are from dairy herds not exposed to antibiotics, not exposed to any hormones, not fed adulterated foods, grass-grazed preferably, certainly organic preferably, and don't be afraid of that fat. When the cows are grazing on grass, the profile of those essential fatty acids is remarkably different than the fatty acids from products from herds given grains to eat. Remember that food makes a very big difference for the animal, and ultimately the food makes a very big difference for you. You want to access raw nuts and seeds. So pumpkin seeds full of zinc, full of fiber, full of the essential fatty acids that are so supportive and helpful for your hormones and for your health. I talk about zinc all the time because zinc is so important in order to support your immune system. And what a delicious and interesting crunchy snack for you to have a little bit, maybe a quarter to a third of a cup of raw pumpkin seeds. If you like them crunchier, you can put them in a toaster oven and toast them for a few minutes, and then they would be crunchier. And you say, okay, well, I want some salt. Okay, put a little bit of you can spray a little bit of olive oil on them, and you can sprinkle a little bit of herb amari on it. Absolutely delicious, very, very satisfying, along with some water, some seltzer. If you want something a little sweet, the seltzer with just a splash of either cranberry juice, or apple juice, just a splash with your glass of unflavored, unsweetened seltzer. Lowering blood pressure, what's an extremely supportive, beneficial food choice? Fish. So you can bake the fish with olive oil and spices. You can use, I have rosemary growing in my garden, so I tend to put the fish in wax paper, drizzle it with olive oil. Sometimes I use imported butter, for sure organic butter. For sure, when it's available, the artisan butter. The flavor is remarkably delicious and remarkably different from mainstream butters that you might be accustomed to using now. A couple of sprigs of rosemary over the fish, some lemon slices, put that, wrap that all up in a little bit of aluminum foil. Remember, you're wrapping it in wax paper first, then sealing the deal with the aluminum foil. Put that in the oven, 325 to 375, depending on how you like your fish. And maybe half hour to 40 minutes later, depending on the size of the fish, you have an absolutely delicious and health-supporting dinner. Base the protein for your dinner meal. You can be putting that over steamed spinach that's cooked with a little olive oil and garlic. Absolutely delicious, nutritious dinner. Okay, one of the things that can go along with elevated blood pressure and is of great importance when you want to be certain to support your good health, what is that? Make sure you're not dealing with sleep apnea. How do you know? Well, you can see a sleep specialist and do a sleep study. You can depend on your partner to give you information about, oh, your snoring is very, very distressing, and it seems like you stop breathing for extended number of seconds every so often. So sleep apnea can be a very strong contributing factor when you're dealing with elevated blood pressure. Okay, so what are some of the things that you can do? A little bit of exercise, as I said, before bedtime. You want to be really careful with your food intake, getting away from sugar and starchy carbs, and enhancing the intake of very high quality fats. You want to make sure that you're sleeping well so that you ultimately reduce your stress hormones. That whole picture has to do with lowering your blood pressure. Then once again, magnesium. You're going to physically and mentally relax when you're supporting your magnesium levels. And as our special guest last week, Dr. Sherry Rogers, was mentioning, magnesium deficiency is epidemic. Why is it so epidemic? Well, what's something you can pretty much count on, particularly if you're female, that your doctor is going to ask you? Are you taking your calcium? Oh, but never are you taking your magnesium. And it's so important to understand that the right form of magnesium is what is necessary in order to support the stores of magnesium in your muscles and in your body. Magnesium that you have to support those beneficial levels, minimizing the possibility of elevated blood pressure, it needs to be chelated. You need to make sure that the quality of the magnesium you're taking in is going to be absorbed properly and actually delivered to the cells. Theanine. Theanine, enhancing your brain chemistry, works hand in hand with the magnesium to achieve muscle relaxation and brain relaxation. So very gradually those repetitive thought patterns that go on that tend to keep people awake, prevent them from falling asleep, the magnesium and the theanine together soothe that. You're going to enhance your serotonin levels. So that too is going to be a benefit with regard to lowered blood pressure and relaxed muscles. Fish oil, what's going to make those amino acids function in your brain to an optimal level? High quality fish oils. So fish oils that have a very nice ratio of DHA to EPA. Both of those aspects of the fish oil are important when we're talking about blood pressure. The EPA is going to be most helpful with regard to reducing inflammation. When you reduce inflammation, blood pressure is in a certain way eased. And when you have that proper ratio of DHA, once again, the stress hormones and their impact on your brain chemistry is minimized. You're supporting normalized, efficient, correct brain chemistry with that very nice balance of EPA and DHA. Then, garlic. What's the garlic going to do? Along with the fish oil, it's going to minimize the stickiness of your blood and achieve a relaxation because you're allowing the blood to flow more easily all through your circulatory system. Garlic also going to be beneficial with regard to minimizing inflammatory response. So Kyolic formulas, they have plain garlic, they have a blood pressure formula, they have a circulation formula. So find the one that works for you. And the side benefit of that garlic supplementation, you're going to support your immune system. Antimicrobial benefits with the use of garlic. And then CoQ10. For every contraction of your heart, minimal energy is expended when you have adequate levels of CoQ10. So you get greater strength of contraction, moving the blood through the different chambers of your heart, moving the blood out of your heart and into your circulatory system so it is highly oxygenated and delivered to all of the areas of your body, nourishing your cells, allowing your cells to function at the greatest level possible. So magnesium, theanine, fish oil, garlic, CoQ10, a little bit of exercise. Find out ways so that you go to sleep and awake refreshed. All of those approaches are going to do wonderful things to minimize elevated blood pressure and the negatives associated with long-term high blood pressure. And remember at the start of this discussion, I said your doctor's going to say, watch your sodium. When I come back, we're going to talk about how researchers into cardiovascular issues were misguided with a very specific profit motive behind that abnormal, incorrect guidance. And I'm talking about sugar. So you're tuned to the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli, not here with Al Foreman today. And I'll be right back after these messages. Want to keep up to date on progress at Save a Lot Nutrition Center in Margate? You can visit SaveALotNutritionCenters.com. Do you want to find out even more? Go to info@SaveALotNutritionCenters.com. And tune in every day for the latest updates on special events coming up at Save a Lot Nutrition Centers and learn more about the low prices coming soon at Save a Lot Nutrition Center in Margate.
You can find out more about the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers at this website, sav-a-lotnutritioncenters.com. See progress of the store coming together. Check in for pre-opening specials. Learn about EDLP, the unique saving opportunity of everyday low pricing. Want more information? Send an email to al@savealotnutritioncenters.com.
And welcome back. This is just the tail end of the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. And if you have just tuned in, I'm Janet Cimarelli, and I do nutrition counseling. As soon as the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center location is open for business, I will be there with information to help people kind of find their way through the can be very confusing array of products that are there to help you overcome your health issue. It's interesting because not every product is appropriate for every individual. So that individual guidance that I'm able to give to people based on detailed information that I get during a counseling session, they get very good results. So just before the break, I was talking about a situation that occurred years ago. It was, I believe, possibly as far back as the 1960s. And this is such incredible information because it has it very much is supporting something that has been on my mind for years and years and years, that we are mistakenly focusing to our detriment on cholesterol, LDL, HDL, triglycerides, and we're missing the point of where the actual damage may be coming from, the damage to our brains, our vision, our kidneys, our hearts, lungs, immune system, all these different systems of our bodies. And what am I talking about? I'm talking about sugar. And it was recently reported, it was September of this year, the middle of September, there was an article published in the Journal of the American Medical Association, and it pointed out that sponsored research pointed toward fats, particularly cholesterol, and moved the point away from sugar with regard to heart and circulatory issues. And it's so interesting when you start to think about this picture. Unfortunately, what happened was the Sugar Association played a role that was not disclosed in research conducted at Harvard. And the studies were funded by food companies who very much had a vested interest. Actually, no, this doesn't go back to the 60s. So the studies funded by the food companies who had profit motives in mind. So they wanted to deflect attention to the problems associated with sugar and move that attention to cholesterol as well as triglycerides and fats in our diets as the contributing factor to the problems associated with heart and circulatory disease. Cardiovascular disease, the biggest killer of Americans. And where do we need to focus our attention? Based on the information in this JAMA article, reduce sugar. So what do I see when I review people's blood tests? When I see their triglycerides are high, that is a signal to me that their diet has very high bread, pasta, rice, cereals, all of those starchy carbohydrates very high in their diet, and ultimately their triglycerides are high. When your triglycerides are high, what's going to happen? You're dealing with inflammation. When you have inflammation, your LDL is going to be high. You're not necessarily going to have an elevated LDL because you are eating poor quality fats. That can be a contributing factor, but one of the reasons you have an elevated LDL is because of inflammation. Your body is producing the LDL to cover over inflammation in the interior walls of your blood vessels. What happens if your diet doesn't change and you continuously expose your body to the cereal, the sugar, the pastas, the breads? The breads, take a look at the list of ingredients in the breads. They bear very little resemblance to what we think of as the staff of life, so to speak. So the LDL keeps being produced by your body, and when that LDL is acting like a Band-Aid over the inflammation and never gets a chance to have the HDL come along and break it down, bring it back to the liver to recycle it, debris from the blood tends to accumulate on top of that LDL cholesterol, particularly calcium. So you have the recipe for plaque, the recipe for breaking, for occluding your blood vessels. So what's the takeaway message from this? You want to minimize the possibility that your triglycerides are high, because the triglycerides can be related as a trigger to inflammation in your body and in your blood vessels. What are you going to do to lower triglycerides? Should you take a cholesterol-lowering drug? Nah, I don't think so. Very easy to lower triglycerides. Number one, by changing your diet, moving away from starchy carbs into vegetable source carbs, possibly the starch in different types of legumes. That can be very satisfying and a very nice substitution for bread and pasta and rice. So making that dietary change, and how about using some carnitine? Carnitine, taurine, those are excellent amino acids that you can use to minimize the deposition of the LDL cholesterol on your blood vessel wall. They will begin to break down the presence of triglycerides in your body. So carnitine on an empty stomach, two or three times a day. Fish oil, excellent, excellent addition. Garlic, excellent addition. And minimizing the possibility that the LDL cholesterol is accumulating on your blood vessel walls. Keeping in mind that the Sugar Association role in paying for the research conducted at Harvard, and this is reported in this month's journal, or September 12th, Journal of the American Medical Association publication. So studies funded by food companies, they are being very attentive to their stockholders and making sure that their stockholders are going to do very well and they are going to be supportive of profit. Okay, just one little side note. Years and years ago, I remember talking on the radio about a study that had come out, and it said that sugar was not associated with hyperactivity in children. Guess who funded that study? Yep, the Sugar Association. And we laughed about it then because we talked about how those children, any mother would tell you, you feed her kids sugar and they're going to be running around like banshees. They're going to get louder and they're going to get very, very high level of movement. So we have been taken for a ride by the Sugar Association. And so we need to start being certain to think for ourselves, choose high quality foods and minimize highly processed food, minimize exposure to foods that are high in sodium and high in sugar. And so to all of my listeners, thanks so much for tuning into the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. And remember, you can go to SaveALotNutritionCenters.com. SAVALOT NutritionCenters.com and see the construction progress being made at the location in Margate, 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in the Penn Dutch Shopping Center. So to my listeners, I'll be back tomorrow at 10. Thanks for tuning in. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman, and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. Remember to tune in every weekday at 10 a.m. and find out more about EDLP, coming soon to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.